From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. Student survivors of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School mass shooting embarked on a statewide bus tour from Parkland last week. The Road to Change tour plans to visit all of the state's 27 congressional districts, making its first Southwest Florida stops just yesterday. Following a press conference in Naples, the group headed to Fort Myers for a public town hall on the campus of Florida Gulf Coast University. The discussion included a panel of 12 high school and college students who are part of the March for Our Lives movement, including three current and past Marjory Stoneman Douglas students. 15-year-old Lauren Hogg is the younger sister of recent MSD graduate David Hogg and co-author of their book, Never Again. She was asked by a member of the 400-person crowd to describe how it felt on Valentine's Day when a gunman shot down four of her friends and 13 others.
The easiest way to imagine what it was like that day is to close your eyes. Close your eyes for a minute. Think of somebody who you love. Think of somebody who you hold dear, who you love and are so close with. And imagine all the great memories you had together. And imagine in a matter of 6 minutes, every single conversation and memory was ripped from you.
A repeat heckler cut into Hogg's description to point out the rate of gun violence in Chicago before being escorted out by officers from the University Police Department. FGCU student Bobby Guerin says he was disappointed in the man's outburst throughout the night. Guerin was at the town hall with other members of the FGCU College Republicans after the group met with the March for Our Lives panelists earlier in the afternoon.
We all are in agreement that the youth needs to drive the next era of politics. Regardless of what your political persuasion is, left or right, the youth getting involved is tremendous, and we all agree on that. At the end of the day, we think we can make some serious progress going forward in regards to curb the epidemic of mass shootings.
The Road to Change tour made its way to Charlotte County today, beginning with a voter registration event this afternoon, followed by a town hall beginning at 5:30 at Congressional United Church in Punta Gorda. This is WGCU News. I'm Rachel Iacovone.